All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, May 16th of 2024. Looking ahead here, PGA Championship is already underway today. Good luck to all of you playing this weekend. We have a five-game MLB main slate kicking off here in less than 3 hours. We have an NBA showdown as well as a two-game NHL slate. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. We do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But all right, with that said, we are going to get the app pulled up here and have a few questions to get us started today. So we will start there. But if you have any questions that you want to get answered, now is the time to get those in the queue. All right. Question here from Sammy. Sammy said, "Hi, Andrew. Is it better to set ownership rules individually, or is it possible to combine some? Thanks." So as far as like rules go, when you come to like lineup rules, and then you go to add new rule, and then you go to aggregate, your aggregate lineup rules are going to be the ones hey, I want my ownership between 120% and 180%. You would have to set two rules. So there isn't a way to say like between, there's at least and no more than. So if I wanted to do that, I would say, hey, my own sum at least 120. I would save that rule. And then I would write a second rule. And then I would say, hey, my own sum no more than 180. And then that is how you would keep it within the range. So there is like no between option. You would have to write two rules. So doing them individually would be the best option here, unless you're talking about something different. If you are, let me know. But that is the way that I can imagine it working here. All right. Question here from Lopez. Question says, best way to build for MLB Satellite. Good question. You know, this is actually our last question. So why don't we just like do a demo? We would like build some lineups for an MLB Satellite, right? So first thing I would do is go to my build settings, and I'm going to make two small adjustments to projections here. Not going to be very opinionated. And I want to set my style from GPP to Satellite. It's going to make the sliders go up. You could see this more like the smaller the contest. So if like we're playing, you know, a single entry 100 to 1k entry GPP, the sliders are 6-7, and then if I change it to Satellite, those are going to go up. They're going to go up to 7-8. So typically, you know, your Satellite lineups, you want them to have more upside, you want them to have more win equity, because you're trying to shoot for first place, right? Like first place is usually the ticket or whatever you're chasing. So makes sense that the sliders go up here. I'm going to click build lineups, and then I'm going to go and find a Satellite type contest for today in the list here. So let's say we are playing, let's say we're trying to win an entry into the MLB to the 12-20 qualifier here, right? So let's assume we're playing this contest, right? So I create my contest sim, and ooh, we built 5,000 lineups. This is more than enough lineups here. All right, lineups are loading. And it looks like we have a couple questions rolling in here in the YouTube chat. So good to know that we have some questions here on the horizon. All right. So we're going to run the contest sim now that the lineups are created using our Satellite here. I'm going to move some columns around a little bit so I can see a little bit better. All right. So I always want to make sure I like my exposure pool leverage, really important columns in my opinion. All right. So then now that my contest sim is finished for satellites specifically, what I like to do is I like to sort by win rate. You know, I think win rate is, I don't know why you guys play satellites. I definitely don't play for second place, right? I'm trying to win whatever prize there is, right? So I guess that's actually like a really good point. So when there is only one ticket available, I would sort by win rate. Now you're going to play some satellites where it's like, hey, we're giving away 20 tickets or we're giving away, you know, so many tickets, And usually in those cases, there is no other payout other than the tickets. So in that case, what I would do is sort by cash rate. So the satellites are good opportunities to use win rate and cash rate. Win rate I would use if only first place gets the ticket. I would use cash rate if it is like a bigger type satellite, like a mega qualifier, like a super satellite. I think like those are the terms respectively on DraftKings and FanDuel. And then in those cases, I would use cash rate. So know the difference of when to use the two. But as far as that, you know, after that, you're going to do what you normally do here with your builds, you know, your mini needs, your exposures, your leverage, your risk management, all those things. But as far as like what to do differently, the big thing is the build settings. And then the other big thing is understanding which contest sim sorting metric to use respectively for the satellite that you're playing. All right. Jumping over to the YouTube chat, follow-up from Sammy said, hey, a follow-up to my question. Can you do adjusted own less than 10? Can you include another that it selects from the 10 someone under 5% from the 10% pool? Thanks. If not, is it better to have one per rule? So what I would do is I would write two rules here. And what I would say is that you're like, hey, you know, I want someone that is less than 10% adjusted ownership. And then I want someone else that is less than 5%. So what I would do is write two rules, right? I would come in here and do, I wouldn't even do an aggregate at this point. I would just do a player. So, hey, group auto, use at least one, add a requirement where adjusted ownership is less than 5. And then I would write a second rule that looks exactly the same that says adjusted ownership less than 10. Now, know that one player is not going to satisfy both rules. What happens is the builder looks at each rule and says, okay, we need to satisfy this one rule. Okay, we got one player. And then we need to satisfy the second rule with a different player. So we see this like for hockey. You could like test it out, right? Like if you write two stacking rules, let's say, hey, must use at least three. It's going to give you two separate three stacks because it is going to give you a different one for each rule. So the same thing applies here. It's going to give you two players, one under 10, one under 5. It will not let one player satisfy both rules. So that's what's going on there. All right. Next question here from Ron. Is SaberSim going to run projections for FanDuel and DK two-game, two-day NBA slate? Yes, these should be up already. So if you guys missed it, you know, there is an MLB, an NBA showdown tonight, but they did add this Thursday to Friday slate here, and the sims are up for it. So I see projections here in the app, see ownership, everything. So we did run sims for the Thursday to Friday slate. Pope said, let's get more likes for the man. Appreciate you, Pope. Sammy said, awesome, cool, thanks. Thanks, that shall work. Okay, perfect. Yep, glad to clarify how that works for you as well. But all right, hope you guys are enjoying some golf DFS here. Ron said, thank you. You are welcome, Ron. Pope said, for tonight's NBA showdown in single entry contest, should I focus more on leaving less than 50K salary in May? Geo mean less than 5 dupes to be different. I think those are both good things, right? You know, when I'm playing like NBA Showdown and I'm trying to think about how to get unique, I'm thinking about it from three perspectives. One, salary on the table, like you mentioned. Number two, geo mean. And then number three is cash construction, right? And the way you can figure that out is like, hey, when I come into the settings, I switch my build mode to optimizer and I just run, you know, the top opto lineups. Number one, who are the most popular captains or the most popular captain? And then number two is, what is the most popular build construction? Because, you know, you might be able to play a lineup with a little bit higher geo mean if that lineup is constructed in a way that a lot of people won't get to. So those are the three things I'm thinking about: salary, geo mean, and lineup construction, because I don't think one of those things alone will get the job done. I think you need to use some combination of the three, right? So what I'm going to do, build my cash lineups. So I'm going to come in here, right, and notice like, okay, hey, Nikola Jokic captain, super popular tonight, right? Okay, well, if everybody's paying up for Jokic, you know, who are they paying down for? And then if I come over here to my utilities, okay, people are paying down for Justin Holiday. People are paying down for Christian Braun, right? And then I go to my team stacks. Okay, it looks like a lot of even stacks really here, right? Like over 50% of the stacks here are like a 3-3. You know, the spread is like really close. So these are all like things that I'm making notes of, right? Like, okay, spread is close. A lot of even stacks here, a lot of Jokic captain, pay downs for Holiday and Braun. And then when you actually go and like run the lineups you're going to play, remember those things, right? You wrote them down or whatever, and see if those lineups are like passing the eye test for you. Like, hey, is this like a awkward construction, right? Is it a 5-1? Is it a 4-2? Who is it a 4-2 with? You know, who's the captain? Where are the pay down options? Where's the salary going? So I think all of those type of things can help you to get unique simply by just knowing what an optimizer is going to spit out trying to solve a knapsack problem. Follow up. What about the sim contest settings for single entry showdown ROI? Well, I would just set up your contest sim for like the contest you're playing, right? Like if you're coming in here and playing, you know, the $12 single entry, right? You come in here, you set that up, and then you go back to your build and then you run that contest sim and, you know, use that as your sorting metric, right? I would still be using risk adjusted ROI. I wouldn't be using ROI by itself, but I still think the contest sim metrics are better even for single entry showdown. So just want to clarify that point, but remember those three things when you are building your lineups tonight. All right. Taking a peek here. Looks like we're caught up in the Discord. Looks like we're also caught up here in the YouTube chat. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be right back here tomorrow, Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.